Blog Talk Radio.
Leopard all fifthness and superfluity of nothingness, and received with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. James 1:21. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m., November 29th, 2018. In the Dayton, Ohio area, and time for Chatting from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is doing well at this time. We are glad and delighted to bring you this program. We here at Chatting from the Word, we pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Here, from Chatting from the Word, we hope that God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word enjoy chatting with you from the Word of God. How is everybody today? We hope that you're pumped up and ready to receive another message from God's Word from Chatting from the Word with your host, Brother Oscar. You know, I am always so delighted to be coming on and to share with you the message of today. My friend, Brother York loves every one of you. And this show is designed to help you, if you're in the body of Christ, to continue on that Christian journey, to continue on walking that straight and narrow. And we're not talking about perfectness. Don't get the word of Christ wrong, but to follow Jesus Christ, to be obedient to him. And the biggest thing and the most important thing is to trust in him. Sometimes that seems like the hardest thing to do is to trust in the Lord when we are going through some tough times. So we hope here at Chatting from the Word that we have been an aid to you when it comes to your walk in Jesus Christ. I don't know about you this afternoon, but you know what? I recognize, and I hope you do the same, that going to heaven, the most important thing that can happen to us as Christians. You know, when you think about it, when you think about it, you live in this life, we live on this earth, and those people do not believe in Christ Jesus. And you must wonder, we all die. You know, most people don't believe in life after death. Most people believe once you're dead, that's it, that's over, and everything else. But you know what? We at church, we here, chatting from the Word, we believe that once we close our eyes in death, and if we close our eyes then in Christ Jesus, and once we close our eyes in death, when Christ comes back for us, he's going to rise, according to Thessalonians, he is going to rise us up and come back for us and wake us up and take him with him. Isn't that something? To die in Christ and to know once when you close your eyes that the next time you wake up, that you're going to be going home with the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Going home and be with Jesus Christ through all eternity. I don't know about you, but do you know anyone that really want to wake up and be in hell like the rich man in Luke 16? The Bible said in hell he lifted up his eyes being in torment. I don't want to be in torment. I don't want to be in torment. I don't want to be separated from my loved ones who will make it to heaven. I want to be with my loved ones and with Jesus Christ and with the Lord through all eternity. And we hope here at Chatting from the Word that that is your hope also. And if it's your hope, this is why we here at Chatting from the Word love talking with you every day, the Word of God, Monday through Friday. We're on two. And if you want to hear Brother Oscar live, the number is area code 657-383-0883. And if you have a prayer request, you can request it on the program today. The number is area code 657-383-0883. We're going to wait for a little while and see if anyone will call in with a prayer request. I guess not. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and the ears are open to their prayers. But the faith of the Lord is against them that do evil. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious and beautiful name, Father. Father, we come to you in the humblest way we know how, with our heads bowed in our hearts and our minds. First of all, Father, lift it up to you. Oh, Father, we thank you for this day in which you allow us to see. Father, we thank you for waking us up this. For Father, we recognize it wasn't our alarm clock, but Father, it was you that brought the sun around this globe in which we live. It was your tender touch of grace and mercy, Father, that woke us up this morning. And for that, Father, we thank you so much for that. We thank you, Father, for giving us health and strength. Father, we thank you for giving us our families that they can love us and help us through the difficult times in life. And now, Father, we want to come praying for each listener. We pray, Father, that you be with them, help them, guard them from the evil one. Allow them to know, Father, that you can, they can lean on you through everything that they're going through. Oh, Father, I'm praying for that person, those that are having difficulty through some hard times. Praying for those that are sick, Father, with arthritis, with diabetes, with high blood pressure, with that body's not moving because of a stroke, or that speech cannot speak because of a stroke, Father. We pray, Father, that if it be your will, that you heal their bodies. If it not, help them to continue on having faith in you through their illnesses, Father. Oh, Father, we come praying for that young man that going through some tough times and trying to learn life. Praying for that young woman who also going through some tough times and trying to learn life. Oh, Father, we want to pray for our program, Chatting from the Word. Father, help us to keep it on the air. Help us to continue on talking about your wonderful, wonderful Word, which is Christ. And, Father, we come praying for the message this afternoon. Father, we pray, Father, that it will have its free reign and free course and touch the hearts and minds of men and women everywhere. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. I'm glad, I'm so thankful that you prayed with me that prayer, and I truly meant that what we pray for. We hope and pray that all is well and that you continue on having faith in Jesus Christ and our Lord. I want to correct something here. I made a typical error on yesterday when I was registering the program to come on yesterday. Instead of typing Oscar York, just that, right after you might have typed it Christ and misspelled temptation attempt, and I won't apologize for that. I didn't mean no harm. It was just a typical error, and forgive Brother Oscar. He's not a typist. Anymore like that. I'm not a perfect typist, so I'm trying to type it real fast because I was in a rush, and you know when you're in a rush, you do make a mistake. So. Yeah, let me apologize for that. I do apologize for that. I don't mean that I'm Christ or anything about that. It was just a typical error because I know how some people may be. And if you like that, I do apologize. So forgive Brother Oscar. He just was typing real fast and about all that and try to rush on so I can be on time for the program yesterday, because I don't want to disappoint no one. I want everyone to be really enjoying the program and really learning something from the program. So please overlook that. Please do that. The next thing I want to say is we need sponsors. Many may believe Brother Oscar might be offline or when he mentioned sponsorship, but the Word of God in today's time, if we want to reach the masses of men, because I truly believe that the Lord wants us to reach out to as many souls that we can reach. And if Brother Oscar is wrong, and I'm always saying this, let me know. Don't take it to your preacher. Don't take it to your mama or dad and say, oh, bro, York is asking for money. But talk to me about it if you if you believe that I am wrong for asking for donations. Please talk to Brother Oscar about it, because I would give you an answer. And if you can prove me I'm wrong for asking for donations, for help to bring Chatting from the Word air and to lift it up as high as we can get it, to tell others about Jesus Christ. Talk with me. Don't talk with your preacher, and with your elders or pastors or whatever. Talk to Brother Oscar, and I'll talk with you about it. But we need sponsors. And if you can sponsor us, we don't ask for much. We're not greedy. We're not greedy. $1, $10, $20, $50 a month would be suffice. And if you want to send one-time donations, that would be great also. I appreciate anything that I can get to help with this program. Brother Oscar, he's not a rich man by no means. I'm retired. And, you know, when you retire, you don't have no money. Come on. And I'm giving everything I have to actually bring this program on the air so others may hear and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let's go hand in hand in this and tell others about Jesus Christ. And next, I want to say that we also come on YouTube, Chatting from the Word. And on YouTube, I've been asking for subscribers. Subscribe to the show. I appreciate you watching the program, but subscribe to Chatting from the Word YouTube. We solely will appreciate if you do that, okay? Subscribe to Chatting from the Word YouTube. And if you like the program, give me a thumbs up. But if you don't like it, give me a thumbs down. Brother Oscar won't be hurt. He can grow from that. And that's what we all should do. We should help each other to grow. So subscribe to Chatting from the Word YouTube. And here, Chatting from the Word Blog Talk Radio, you can also follow me here. Okay? You can also follow me on this station also. We tried to tell everyone when we're coming on. I left a message on Facebook informing others that we are coming on today at 2. And I allow you to know the call-in number. And the call-in number again is 657-383-0883. And if you want to talk with your brother, leave my line. You can talk with me now. This is also a talk show. If you have any questions, if you have something that you want to ask Brother Oscar, you can also do that. Like I said, you can call me now, and if you don't want to call me on the show, you can leave me a line or two on inbox and on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. Or you can email me at oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to my webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com. Leave a couple of lines and talk with me. And while you at my webpage, we have an online bookstore that you can order either one of my books. I've authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. One book is $21.50. If you want 2, of course, if you add both prices up, it's $43. And it will help this program, too, if you would order a book. So go to my webpage, order your book. And you know my motto, Yeah. Many people said, did you make that up? I believe I did. With reading comes knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. All right, we got all that out the way. Well, like I said, Brother Oscar, love coming on and talking to you about the Word of God Mondays through Fridays. And we hope that you feel the same. All right, for the lesson, those of you, I appreciate you if you have your Bibles. But for you who do not have your Bibles, we're going to give you some time to go get them. Go get them quickly because we run out of time. We only got, good 6-7 more minutes, and I'm going to try to finish it up. But if we don't, we can carry on tomorrow. That's the good thing about coming on Mondays to Fridays. You can, we just have 30 minutes, and we can talk about this lesson and talk about it well. So I hope those who had to go get the Bibles, I hope you have your Bibles right now. Where we're coming from is Matthew 4. We're going to try to finish that up. I know we started off yesterday, and it was going good. And we're still going under the heading, the devil made me do it. I'm laughing about it because that was one of the lines that the comedian Flip Wilson used to say years ago. He said, the devil made me do it. And I think many of us say the same thing, too. We're doing something that's not right, or we're doing something that we don't supposed to do. We always blame the devil. The devil made me do it. And on yesterday, we start reading from Matthew, the fourth chapter. We see Christ here himself is faced with Satan face to face. And I want to finish this because this is a good lesson for us all. And here Matthew says in verse 8, again, the devil taken him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said he unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship thy Lord, thy God, and him only shalt thy serve. Now notice what notice what the devil did here. He took him to an exceeding high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms. And he told Jesus, he told the Lord, if you would just bow down and worship me, I can give you all this. See? I can give you all this, Jesus. Just bow down, and the world will be yours. How many of us today have sold our soul out for greatness? How many of us today have done despicable things so that we can have the greatness? How many of us have truly done that? And if you are honest with yourself, many have done that. Many will go to some some sinful things to bring them success. Some will do just about anything to be successful. Come on, my friend. You know Brother Oscar's telling the truth. Maybe if it's a woman who wants to be an actress, if she knows something like Bill Cosby. And you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. If they know Bill Cosby and he got in trouble, that's why he's in jail now. If I audition for him, he give me this part, but these ladies, and you know what I'm talking about, found out they go into his apartment, they give him, he gave them a drink, and well, that's what they claim. And they have sex. He has sex with them. All I'm saying to you, my audience, that what degree will you go to for greatness? And you know what? It don't have to be an actress or actor, greatness in the music field, greatness in in politics. It can be greatness on the job. And you know what I'm talking about. If a person that may own a cleaning business, and I'm going to use that for an example because I know many that do own cleaning business. And this person might need a job. And the one that owns the cleaning business might say, yes, I will hire you, but you got to do this. But you got to do that. If you do this and if you do that, I give you a job. And it might not be something wholesome. How many of us have sold our soul out for a morsel of bread? How many of us have done that? Instead of saying, no, I'm beyond that. I am a child of God. I cannot do what you want me to do. Now, you want to give me a job because you know that I'm a good worker and you know what I can do, that's fine. But I am not going to go against my Lord for this job. I know I'm hungry, but I'm not going to do that. I know I need to feed my babies, but I'm not going to do that. I know I need some clothes, but I'm not going to do that. I know I want $1 million, but I'm not going to do that. And here's Jesus, Satan told Jesus, if you would just bow down and worship me, I would give you the world, Jesus. Many of us have done that. Even in the body of Christ, even in the religious world, we have done that. We have sold ourselves out to Satan. We're going to finish this on tomorrow. It's getting good. This is getting to be a good lesson. The devil made me do it. Let us pray. Father, which art in heaven, Lord, be that name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the lesson. We study. We pray for each listener. We pray, Father, they are learning this lesson also. And they are growing thereby. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. It was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye. We hope all have a wonderful day.